All right, Marty Lurie here, Ryan Vogelsong with us on KBR 680. Well, I was home yesterday, turn on the TV and look at Maryville, and I'm looking at the mound, and 32's on the mound, and it's not Koufax, it's you.
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference there. Not just being righty and lefty either.
Right. Well, it was good to see you on the hill, and I know you had your best game of the spring, and as you've always told me, you're a guy who gets ready in the spring, and yesterday you looked more ready than anybody on this team.
Yeah, yesterday was good. You know, the start before that, the night game in Arizona, you know, I felt pretty good throwing the ball to my arm side, so in on a righty, and wasn't real happy with throwing the ball to my glove side, which is away on a righty, in on a lefty. So cleaned some things up in the bullpen in the middle of the week, and was able to, you know, make the adjustments yesterday and threw the ball really, really almost how I wanted to the whole time.
Well, it was great to see you talking about Ryan Vogelsong Thursday against the Brewers. Are you on a normal schedule now, such as a normal starting schedule? Because I know things are sort of up in the air, how things will shake out around April 6th or so. But what's your schedule now?
That's a good question. I don't really have any idea. I just pitch when they tell me I'm pitching.
All right. I thought maybe every fifth day or so, you know, something like that. But are you working bullpens too?
I'm doing normal starter stuff right now. So pitch, couple days off, throw aside, day off, pitch again. As far as this next one coming up, I'm not sure. I haven't asked yet. Got hit in the leg pretty good yesterday, so been in here just getting some treatment and stuff this morning and making sure my leg's all right and everything's okay. So I haven't really sat down and talked to Rags yet. So we'll see what's going on here later on today.
All right, that's Ryan Vogelsong. What do you like to get done springtime? And as I know, you've always been ready to go early in spring. What do you like to do by the end of spring? Where do you want to be?
Just make sure that, one, I'm physically 100% going into opening day. Believe it or not, that's harder than it sounds. I'm feeling good right now, so I just want to really stay where I'm at health-wise right now. And two is, the thing that I feel like you have to work on down here is the fine focus. You know, there's a difference between going out there focused and being, having, we call it fine focus, which is being on every pitch. And when men are on base, you're on, you know, you got your mind in the right spot. And that's something that you can't simulate at home throwing bullpens or even here throwing bullpens and live BP. You know, it really has to happen in a game situation. And it usually takes, you know, two or three outings really to get that fine focus going, and I felt like it was pretty good yesterday. So to answer your question, you want to be healthy and you want to be mentally prepared for the opening day.
Yeah, no, great answer, because I like to think by the end of spring training we see a different pitcher on the mound. Someone looks different trying to get ready, even if he just wants to throw 80 or 90 pitches. How's your hitting, by the way? We haven't talked hitting with you for a while.
Well, I got to hit my first at-bat down here, and I struck out yesterday first at-bat, then I walked. So I'm seeing the ball pretty good. Yeah, so we're taking our BP and doing a lot of bunting like we always do down here. So it's just a matter of the same thing, getting in there and seeing some live stuff and seeing some breaking balls and stuff like that. So, you know, it's something that we concentrate a lot on because we're a big part of the offense sometimes, you know. If we sustain a rally, you know, it just helps us on the pitching end too. So we all take pride in being able to handle the bat and situational hit and get bunts down. And so we work hard at it.
No question. I see it as part of all the games that you guys pitch. Bunting, pitcher hitting, even Lincecum. I remember when Zito was here, he got the bat on the ball. It is a big part of it. The team has not had a great spring win and loss-wise. And this week, Bochy said, hey, it's about time we started winning. Is there anything to that? Does a team really have to win down here?
There's a fine line. There's a fine line between winning and losing. It depends on how you do it. If you're losing games because you're not playing clean, that's one thing. If you're losing games because you're just a little bit behind, which I feel like we're going to be anyway, because guys probably took a little bit longer time to start preparing in the off season, so we're going to be a little bit behind. But right now, this time of camp is when you would like to see the games start being played clean. And You know, I think he made a good statement in the paper. I think it was very warranted. It needed to be said, and we knew it without him even saying it. He knows the pulse of this team, and we know him from being around him. So it was definitely warranted, but and he's right. It's you get about two and a half weeks left, and you want to start seeing some clean baseball.
Yeah, boy, Ryan Vogelsong with us. I always say that. I don't look at the record. I say, how did you win and how did you lose over a period of time? We agree. Very good. We agree.
Yep. That's because you're a good baseball guy.
All right. Nice to have you on the show. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.